from WBUR Boston. I'm Tom Asbrook, and this is On Point.
How do I know what I really need? Do I find it in church or watch it on TV? How far will I go just to feel alive? What crazy stunts will I pull just to see the other side?
Singer-songwriter Martin Sexton definitely did not come up through American Idol or The X Factor. He came up from the streets, the busker on the corner with the open guitar case, who's gone on to win a big following all over the country. Blue-eyed soul man, road poet, he's out there, and he sees a new 60s unfolding this hour on Point. Martin Sexton is in the house. You can join the conversation. Are you a Martin Sexton fan? Do you see what he sees in American society? Something happening here? A new period of tumult? Change? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And you can comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. Martin Sexton is with me in the studio today. Singer, songwriter, terrific guitarist. Blew up in the 90s, National Academy of Songwriters, Artist of the Year, self-taught, soulful, straight from the heart. He's a fan favorite across the country, about to launch a 10-week tour all over. Martin Sexton's new EP is Fall Like Rain. You hear the title track behind us right there. Martin Sexton, welcome back to On Point. Great to have you and your guitar right here.
Hey, Tom, I'm honored, truly honored to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. This one, we're taking off your EP, but we're going to put you to work a little bit in your artistry in this hour. And you're headed back out on the road, Grand Rapids, next week? Milwaukee, Des Moines, Duluth, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, Santa Barbara, right on across the country.
Yeah, I love what I do, man. I still love my job. I love traveling. We're sort of hitting all the secondary markets this time. I hit all the bigger cities in the spring,
yeah,
including here in Boston.
Yeah, great.
And so now we're hitting the Grand Rapids and the Duluths and the Fargos and the Fairbanks and the Anchorage and all those towns I couldn't get to yet. So
it's great. Most of us see the country on television. I mean, that's just the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You and others who do what you do are really out there. Now, I don't know how you feel when you're doing that, if you feel like you just get motel rooms and backstages and the smell of the grease paint in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you feel like you really get to see the country sort of take its pulse?
I get to see the country and take its pulse. When I'm out with like a band and a crew in a bus and stuff, it's harder because you kind of do the gig and you hop on the bus and you go to sleep and you wake up and you see the backstage door of America. But on these solo tours that I'm doing, we don't have all that gear between me and the world. Mm-hmm. So I really do see the country. I do see people. I talk to people and I'm on the highways and the venues and the restaurants and the motels of America. And it's beautiful because I really get to see people and talk to them.
It is interesting, the conclusions that you're coming to from that interaction right across the country on the new EP, Fall Like Rain. You're harkening back to a song that was, I think, recorded in the year of your birth. We're going to hear you play it live, but let's just get a taste of this. Was Buffalo Springfield, 1966, Martin's coming out. For What It's Worth, everybody remembers this one.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Buffalo Springfield, recorded December 1966, the year of Martin Sexton's birth, out as a single in January 67.
Is that when that was?
Yeah, yeah. Came right along with you there, Martin.
That's funny. I actually didn't know. I thought it was a little later.
Yeah, there it is. And here we are, 2012, and you're traveling the country. You're looking around, and you're singing it yourself now.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's something happening here. We're going to hear you sing it and play it in just a moment. Mm-hmm. But what's brought this back up onto your screen?
You know, I am out there. I'm not sitting at a desk. I'm out there on the highways, whether it's Washington State or Alaska or New York or Texas, and I'm just seeing a lot of military presence everywhere that I didn't used to see because I've been doing this long enough so I can compare.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I look, there's just military convoys on these highways all over America. And there's, you know, National Guard troops maybe in the parks even now and then. And I was like, what is this? What is happening here? There's a man with a gun over there. And it just seems like with things that our government is bringing in, I question things. I've learned to question in my years. If nothing else, I can question. And I just, you know, I chose to cover that song because I remember in America where torture was something that the bad guys did, you know, the Nazis or the terrorists or the who knows what. That's what the enemy did, you know. It's not what America did. I remember a time when America would be angered to hear that we were doing that. And I remember an America that would be angry to hear that, you know, our government has the ability and the almost right to assassinate someone without any due process of law because they're suspected of something.
Let's hear it in your voice if we can, Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Sexton says we may be in a kind of new 60s. He covers Buffalo Springfield for What It's Worth on his new EP, Fall Like Rain. He's with me in the studio at the microphone with his guitar. Let's hear it then.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time to stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's bad lines being drawn and nobody's right, everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time to stop. Say, what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going down? But a few days for the heat, 1,000 people in the streets, singing songs, carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time to stop and see what's the sound. Everybody look what's going down. Yes it is, oh yes it is. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it's gonna creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, a man coming, take you away. It's time to stop and see what's the sound. Everybody look, what's going down? Stop, say what's the sound? Everybody look, yay! Stop, say what's the sound? Everybody look, what's going down? What's the sound? Everybody look, what's going down?
Wow, beautiful and haunting at the same time, and made new in 2012 by Martin Sexton there, Buffalo Springfield's 1966-67, For What It's Worth. Martin Sexton is with me in the studio. There was the war in the 1960s. There were wiretaps. The National Guard was certainly out. But there's also ferment and change. Mm-hmm. When you say you see a new 60s growing up around us, do you see that part as well?
The ferment and change?
Yeah.
Oh, I do, man. I see the sleeping giant that is the good, hardworking, soulful American people and people of the world, too, not just us Americans. Sort of the sleeping giant waking, you know, being awakened by you know, finding news in other ways than the mainstream media and going out in the streets and carrying signs like, you know, the whole Occupy movement. And I see folks waking up and saying no to stuff and not just automatically submitting and laying down for tyranny.
We followed you for a while. You've been sweet and soulful and beautiful and moving. But this political edge has gotten sharper in the last couple of years here. What's that about?
I think it's about growing up. You know, I mean, I really, in earlier years, I wasn't using a computer much. I didn't, you know, decade ago, I didn't really have the World Wide Web like I have it now. So I think it's like
a teaching tool, a learning tool for you?
Yeah. I mean, once your eyes are opened, it's hard to close them. And my eyes were opened in a different way, say, mm-hmm. a decade ago. And I was focused more on entertainment, and although I've always worked on bringing people together, mm-hmm. My mission in life is not to be political. I really don't consider myself a political person, but I think if I have a mission in life, it's to bring people together. You know, I'm blessed with this audience. It's black folks and white folks and older and younger and folks from the left, folks from the right, gay, straight. But you know what? They're singing in harmony at my shows, man. They're like my choir, man. I'm one guy on stage, but I've got a 1,000-person choir. And they disagree with things maybe like guns or abortion or healthcare, but they're singing in harmony, and that's family, that's beauty, that's soulfulness, that's human.
There's a singular power of music right there. Maybe Martin Sexton's music in particular. Burlington from his new EP, Fall Like Rain, behind us right here. Martin Sexton is with me in the studio. You can join us. What's the truth you want from our From the Heart soul singer? What do you want from soul singer, the From the Heart artist? What do you want to hear today? What do you want them laying down? What do we need to hear? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Martin Sexton. We'll be right back.
All the way, she was never meant for me. We held on as long as we could hold. Time comes, a fighter has to flee. Ahead there lies a long and open road.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with singer-songwriter, blue-eyed soul man Martin Sexton. This hour he's singing all over, watching the world, and says we're living in the new 1960s. His diner behind us right there from Sugarcoating, 2010 album. You can join the conversation this hour. What's the truth you want from our from-the-heart soul singers today? What do we need to hear from our honest troubadours, our artists with guitars? Are you a Martin Sexton fan? Are we living in the new 1960s? How so? The ferment, the divisions, is something happening here? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Martin Sexton is with me in the studio. His guitar is here, too. Martin, lots of feedback online already. Carrie says, I'm listening. We're taking our kids to see Martin next week. First concert for them. Julie says, Pittsburgh, come back to Pittsburgh. We love you here. Never missed a show. And Josh says, my wedding is 1 month away today. We've packed our playlist with Martin Sexton, Tunes, Digging Me, Marry Me, and more. Jody's calling from New Orleans. Jody, you're on the air with Martin Sexton.
Great. Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Great.
Great. And Martin Sexton is a one-man band when
Hello.
You're solo.
Hey, jazz fest.
That's it, man. I was just calling to just say in the beginning of the show, I had heard that most kids nowadays are growing up on American Idol and that kind of thing. And I was born in 69, and I have an 18-year-old daughter, and I just want to let you guys know, and Martin especially, my kid grew up listening to you.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm sitting here trying to think, and I could just remember being in the car, and she'd be like 6 or 7, and we were pounding out Angeline, because we could take turns singing it. And it's just so funny, because to think like that, and everything you guys are saying is so much of the truth and the honesty, that's what we want to hear.
Well, how you doing down there in New Orleans?
Doing all right, man. I've seen you quite a few times, so really appreciate you coming back to our city over and over again.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time down there at Jazz Fest a couple of years back.
Oh, that's a great event. That is a great event.
Is.
Jody, thank you so much for your call from New Orleans. It's really good to hear from you. Let me get one more, if I may. Buffalo, New York. Ian, you're on the air with Martin Sexton.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, Martin.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I wanted to call and say I'm a huge fan. I think you're one of the most genuinely soulful artists of my generation, at least. And that, you know, I'm not a very religious person, but I equate your music and a lot of other stuff to it. It feels like going to church to me.
Oh, thank you, man.
Just hearing it. So I just wanted to thank you. And wondering when you're coming back to Buffalo, and hope you come more and often.
Well, probably be a year anyway, because I was there a couple months ago at Ani DeFranco's venue there. Actually, if you were at that gig, you were at a church. It's an old rehab church. Beautiful venue.
I love that venue.
Yeah, it's cool.
I didn't even hear about it. I need to keep up on it more, but
I'll have to fire the promoter.
Promoter. It feels great listening to your music.
Thanks, brother.
It's good to hear. Thank you for calling, Ian. You're out with an EP, Martin. Now, talk to us about that. That's so I can get it online. I can get it also on a disc. Just five songs. I mean, how has this digital era changed touring? How has it changed, you know, when you put out a album or EP or whatever you want to call it?
So sometimes I feel like I'm walking in the footsteps of my father. He was a typewriter salesman. You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
And I'm in the record business.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like down.
But thank God, whoever God is, that people still come out to shows and they download stuff and they buy merchandise and they do all that. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to make a living. But I figured I'm going to do something different. I'm going to put out a short EP because a lot of folks are out of work. And I figured, how can we get new music in the hands of people for basically what's the price of a fancy soy latte? So here's five songs.
$5,
that's it.
Sounds like Subway footlong.
Yeah, there you go. It's the $5 footlong EP.
Yeah. And it's out. So you're not waiting around for 8 or 9 or 12 songs. 5, we got them. Let's go.
That's it. I figured, why not? I can tour behind this, treat it like a normal record. And, you know, it's so crowded out there anyway. I mean, a lot of folks don't even listen to whole records anymore. So I figured, this is 25 minutes of music. I think it'll fit just fine. It'll sort of get me through till whenever my next record comes out.
You've got some serious stuff out there. You've got some living the life fun out there. I wonder if you'd play from Sugarcoating 2010. Just great, great upbeat song. Mm. But it's about getting out of the rat race, getting out of the corporate life, living the life. Can you do that?
Yeah. This song goes out to anybody who's thinking about quitting that corporate gig and chasing their dreams, maybe becoming a NPR talk show host or something.
Think twice.
You could be walking down the street one day and forget to look the other way. Suddenly everything you ever had comes within 2 inches of a taxi cab. There come a time you gotta ask yourself, where am I going? What have I done? Oh, you living the life that you've always dreamed of, giving a town and the ones who make you smile. Chasing the dreams that you're giving, or are you just barely getting by? It's time to try living the life. Yes, it is. Corporate lawyer in a pinstripe suit. He's got a corner office on Wall Street, making all kinds of loot. He just decides he's had enough one day. He pulls off his tie, again he walks away. Yeah. Everybody's got that little voice, and we all got the dreams we had as little girls and boys. Oh, you living the life that you've always dreamed of, giving the time to the ones who make you smile. Taking the orders that you're giving or kicking ass with your own decisions. I think it's time to try living the life. Who made all these rules anyway? Bringing us a full of fools, people. But some of us break free. When you grow up, what you gonna be? I'm gonna be living my life. Living the life that you've always dreamed of. Giving your time to the ones who make you smile. Taking the orders that were given or kicking ass with their own decisions. I think it's time to try living a life. Here come ya.
Mm, the wonderful Martin Sexton with us live in the studio here today. Just great, great to have you with us. His latest EP is Fall Like Rain, there, Living the Life. You know, it's funny. There you're talking about getting out of the track you don't want, living the life you really dream of. But in this new EP, you're even taking that kind of search for freedom another step. You're saying, look, don't not just out of the maybe the career track or the job track. You want the earbuds out. You want some of the sort of media bubble off of our heads. Fall like rain. We heard it just at the beginning, but I don't know if people really caught that. You want it sort of straight back to nature and raw somehow. What is it you're looking for there?
At least at times. You know, I'm not looking to go back to the Stone Age or anything. Mm-hmm. I'll be out walking my dog and just enjoying this beautiful nature, the woods and the birds and the stream trickling and the wind blowing through the pines. And it's just it's like the universe speaking to me. And I just can't imagine walking through that with earbuds in, just missing all that.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's sort of pushing against the intermediated life where we're all inside bubble on bubble.
And, you know, from laptop to cell phone to iPhone to whatever, to listening device. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all beautiful and they're wonderful tools. Don't get me wrong. I personally am a fan of unplugging. And how am I going to talk to people if I walk through life with earbuds in my ears or focused on a television set or focused on my screen? I won't be able to, especially me. I'm kind of basically dyslexic as it is, but
you could be a blogger, Martin.
Yeah, I could be a blogger, man. I could sit up all night in my underwear and just talk about myself, maybe. I could do that too. But I just, I feel there's a time and place for everything. That's what my mom tried to teach us. I don't know if it got through to me, but.
Your mom, when you say us, you mean a lot. You were, you're ninth of 10 kids, is that right?
Oh, yeah, I got to say hi to her, too. Hi, Mom, back in Syracuse. I love you.
Awesome. Hi, Mom.
And,
she had a lot of teaching
kids
to do. Oh, 12. Oh, yeah. 12 oh my goodness.
Kids, yeah.
Oh, my
six
goodness.
Six boys, six girls. Yeah. We run the gamut, man. Gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, older, younger.
I guess with 12, you're going to have everything in there. Ken in Malone, New York. Ken, you're on the air with Martin Sexton. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tom. Good to talk to you, Martin.
Hey, Ken.
I was at a concert about 4 or 5 years ago of yours down in Tupper Lake, and I was flabbergasted about your ability to be able to vocalize a whole band. I've played some of your tracks to other people, and after they've heard it, I explained to them that it's you and a guitar, and they're going, "No way."
That's funny, man.
It reminds me of just a phenomenal vocalization that you're able to do. It just is phenomenal.
Well, thank you for noticing, man. I appreciate that.
Ken, we all hear it, and it is true as can be. 1966 is not 2 years ago anymore. You're 47 or something. Is it changing the way your voice works, that supple instrument you've got?
Not really, man. I take pretty good care of it. You know, I'm out there and I warm up and I don't try not to speak after shows. You know, some people think, I'm strange, you know, cause I don't speak after a show. It's kind of like doctor's order kind of thing, but no, I'm blessed with these pipes that are still working after, you know, 20 years of doing this pretty much every night. And you know, this is flesh. This ain't something I can go to the music store and get a new set of strings or, you know, it's tough, man. I want to sing like this when I'm, you know, 90, basically.
That voice and saying some pretty tough stuff with it. This is 2010. The album was Sugarcoating. The title track then, about 9/11, about things being sugarcoated around us. It's a tough song. Martin Sexton's, let's listen.
Jet planes flying in the buildings, nobody getting in their way. Tall twin towers made of concrete and steel, coming down like paper mache. And I wonder why, nobody wonders why. But all the sweet, sweet, sweet sugar coating, nightly news, gone entertainment bits, and the politicians at showboating. One day somebody tell it like it is.
Martin Sexton, Sugarcoating, 2010. Now, you got this kind of a cowboy rope and dogies
sound
going on there. It's fun that way. But you got a tough message in here. Everything sugarcoated, even 9/11 sugarcoated. Are you a truther? You don't believe the story that's come down about what happened on 9/11?
I question the official theory. That's the official. I question the official theory of
Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, ordering these.
I question it. I question everything, and I question that.
Do you have an alternative theory of the case, Mr. Sexton?
Oh, man, I know that. All I know is out of that day came a lot of war and bazillion-dollar contracts and fear. Fear for all us Americans and folks around the world. And, you know, fear is a very powerful tool. People tend to obey and submit and when they're afraid. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, when I was a little kid, it was communism. Communism. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. The Russians. Communism. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's terrorism. Oh, my God. Terrorism. Everywhere there's a terrorist. And that seems to be the justification for all this police state stuff that has propped up over the last decade. And,
it's more than a decade now. Are we getting around that corner yet? Are we finally?
I don't know, man. I think more and more people are questioning. When I saw the footage of Building 7 collapsing upon its own footprint, that's the building, the third building that went down that day about 5 o'clock, and it wasn't hit by a plane. When because I always believed the official story, because why would anyone lie? But when I saw footage of Building 7 collapse upon its own footprint later that day, a building, steel structure that had a little fire in it. That made me, well, I mean, it looks like a demo job, and I'm sorry, but I saw it, and I asked my engineer friends, and they agreed, and it just makes me question the official story, man. And I invite people, just question. It's okay to question.
Martin Sexton with the question mark big and wide open right there is with us in the studio, Lisa in Broadway, Virginia. Lisa, you're on the air with Martin.
Thanks so much. Hi, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
So I wanted to say that I am a child of the 60s. I marched, I protest, I got tear gassed, I marched with Martin Luther King, did all of those things, had nice careers doing this, that, and the other thing, mostly socially aware kinds of things. And I want to say that the 60s are alive and well here in Broadway, Virginia, where we have a lot of kids that don't have a lot of structure, don't have a lot of hope and understanding, and we have we opened a little cafe here, Plan B Broadway, and we have kids working for us. We try to help them think about what their dreams might be and look for their dreams. And I have to say, Martin, your music helps a lot. I always thought in the 60s the music was the thing that spurred us on, and I think it's still, but the kids haven't had that kind of music for a long time. So thank you so much for what you do, and I hope you'll consider dropping in at Plan B sometime.
All righty.
And inspiring our kids face-to-face.
Lisa in Virginia, thanks for that. What about the music bed that we sit on as a society today? It is different from the 1960s.
It is, man.
You're bridging back in a way, but does it support consciousness?
I think, the majority of it I don't think does. I think the majority of mainstream all kinds of media and cultural outlets tend to be, from my view anyway, more pacifiers or comfort food, you know, stuff sort of keep us comfortable there on our couches doing nothing. But there's a place, you know, there's a place for, you know, entertaining tunes. And I love good songs. Mm-hmm. But I feel it's my job as a musician to use music for what I think God put it on this earth for, to entertain and to motivate and unify people.
We're going to hear more of that. Martin Sexton is in the house today, in the studio with his guitar. We'll get him to play for us again. You can join the conversation. What do you hear in this voice, in the Martin Sexton timbre, in the man? 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
It would be nice if it was high. I wouldn't think twice if you decide. Sure would be nice if you decide to stick around. Stick around.
So I tried and I failed. A ship came in, then it sailed. Asleep past noon, up till dawn. Once had hope, now it's gone.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We have in the house today singer-songwriter, blue-eyed soul man, Martin Sexton. He is singing all over, about to start a big tour across the country next week. He's out with a new EP called Fall Like Rain. You can join us. He's singing all over. He's watching the world. He says we're living in a new 1960s. What do you think? What do you hear in this voice, in this man? What's your question for Martin Sexton on the road, the people he sees, the country he sees? Do you want to fall like rain? No sugar coating. We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Once Out behind us here from that 2010 album. And Martin Sexton is here, and he's got that guitar, and I can't wait to hear it. Again, it's great to have him live with us today. Let's get a couple of your callers. Martin, Karen is in, calling from Sherburn, Massachusetts. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Marty.
Hey, what's up?
I love that you've got a message now, but I got to tell you, just hearing you sing is what makes me happy. And I, you know, I saw you at the Iron Horse in Northampton, Somerville Theater, even visiting my folks back in Rochester, New York, and caught a show. And my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, and I, this is like, what, late 90s, would rush out and buy your CDs. Right, you're hearing me now, right?
I hear you. Oh, yeah, baby.
There was no downloading.
Yeah.
And we would listen to him in the car, and we would listen to him at our apartment. And I have to say, like, I've been raising young kids, and I'm kind of waking up from the stupor of raising little kids right now and wanting to...
Oh, that's not a stupor. Our kids will teach us everything we need to know.
Right. No, I know, but yeah. you devote so much to your kids that you lose it to yourself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So hearing you today is just kind of reinvigorating the music lover in me, and I might even go and learn how to download your music now.
Oh, please do.
Going to put you out in the digital realm. Karen, thanks for that. Glad your ears are wide open. Peter in Worcester, Massachusetts. Peter, you're on with Martin Sexton.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hello, Peter. I love Worcester.
Oh, I know you do. Indeed. I believe Diner is one of my favorite tunes, in particular to Worcester. And I'm calling because back in the 94, 95, 96 range, I chanced to run into you on occasion, in particular at Jeff Bartley's open mic.
Back in Cambridge, Mass. Yeah, that's when I was sort of graduating out of the streets into, like, real gigs.
That's right. And, in fact, at one point, Jeff Bartley usually had a feature act every Monday night, and he had me feature... And unfortunately, I had to go on after you were on, which I thought was very interesting. Luckily, I didn't really know who you were at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to let you know that I have been listening to you ever since I heard, I think, The American on FUV in New York City when I was living there.
Mm.
And that struck me. And also, I vaguely remembered who you were. And I went out and bought the American, and I loved it. And I cut my teeth on Martin Sexton since then. And I've been following you around, certainly on the East Coast. And my wife and I have really, really enjoyed listening to you. In fact, you are my favorite artist probably of the last decade.
Keep talking, brother.
There you go. Martin Sexton as influence on you and many more, Peter. Peter, I appreciate that call. I mean, you famously came up from busking, from the street.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in this time when we've got people coming up from American Idol, from The Voice, from X Factor, and whether they make the finals or not, that's where they're throwing their first effort in all those, you know, little screenings around the country. I mean, what about coming up that way into those giant spotlights versus coming up from the streets? What does it produce in the difference in the musician, the music that we ultimately get?
Hmm. Well, I knew a young fella, really talented guy, who was telling me that he tried out for American Idol, and he went to, like, Giant Stadium or something. And there's a line a mile long, and everyone's really treated like cattle and kind of I was kind of shocked to hear the treatment of folks who, that whole process. I think it's kind of like making sausage. How you get on American Idol, I sort of think is like making sausage. You know, it's real nice and tasty to watch, but you really don't want to know how it's done.
Right. But so this is maybe a crummy process to get there, but mm-hmm. then if you make it,
sure, yeah,
you're a name instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that means for the music we're going to get from these, you know, sudden wonders.
Well, I would imagine, I only know my own experience, and what I have built is a nice, beautiful, sort of strong, slow-growing, everlasting career, which allows me this platform to speak mm-hmm. to you on this cool show, or go to Alaska or Australia or Europe mm-hmm. and sing my songs, and people listen, and I've been doing it this long. I think, you know, the universe, that there wasn't that back when I was starting out. And like mm-hmm. that, I imagine, wow,
you
imagine
put on
if
your
I,
glitter pants and
yeah,
try and get up on the
totally 1995 me singing a tune and like with my wacky haircut and like and then getting famous like that and I
big
I,
gold necklace.
Yeah, I might be. I'm kind of glad that didn't happen because I might be painting houses now.
Or maybe not.
I'm talking about those old days when I used to be a singer, you know what I mean? I don't know, man, but maybe. Who knows? Wonderful careers can spark out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I don't know what I'm talking about, man. It's American Idol. I know nothing about it.
It's America right now. Sue in Windsor, Connecticut. Sue, you're on the air with Martin.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm a longtime Martin fan. Many, many times I've been in the audience singing the chorus to Black Sheep, and it's a thrill to talk to you, Martin.
Thank you.
Tom, when you ask what we hear in Martin's voice, I mm-hmm. just want to say my own comment is that he is able to sing with abandon, and when you see him live and hear him just really let go and be real, you just don't hear that in a lot of people. It's a thrill. And Martin, I hope you keep doing it for many, many more years. I love you. Oh,
thank you. Love you too, sister.
I think that is just the right word, abandon. You managed to pull it off. It's not easy. You've got to have the pipes. You've got to have the talent even to consider doing it. Then you've got to have the heart that lets you do it. Play a little bit more for us.
Sure, man.
Friends again?
Oh, yeah. I was not getting, me and my son were having a bad summer one time. He's grown up now. And so me and my buddy Dan McKenzie wrote this song up at our camp up in the Adirondacks. I think it's a good message, though. You know, it could be applied to anything.
We're all ears.
There's a wall gone up between us, 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. We can hear each other screaming. We can't see the other side. And there's no getting over, and there'll be no breaking through until you can accept my hand when I reach out to you. I can't tell you how to live your life. I can't turn you into me. I can't roll that rock back up that hill. I ain't got the energy. Call me up when you get tired of putting me away. I just hope we can be friends again someday. Can lead a horse to water, but you can't push him in. I'm tired of fighting battles, neither one are gonna win. The armor's getting heavy, and my quills have lost their point. Won't you meet me for an orange soda down to Tommy's joint? I can teach you how to chase dreams, but I can't make sunshine through these rain clouds we're dragging round. I'll leave it up to you. My love for you is oceans wide, that's all I'm gonna say. I just hope we can be friends again someday. Chili dogs and milkshakes down at the little gym. Fishing off the dock, talking politics till 3 a.m. Long drives through the countryside, afternoons are never end. It's all right here. If we could just be friends again now, friends again now. I know I can't change anyone, I can only change myself. But when the tidal wave of life rolls in, I can only offer help. I don't know, some kind of compromise. Maybe we could meet halfway. I just hope we can be friends again. I pray we can be friends again. I know we can be friends again.
Someday friends again, friends again. What do you say?
Martin Sexton live with us in the studio, and how great to have him right here. Friends Again, written for a child. Many ways to apply that one in life. Many ways toward many people. I should say, we're shooting a video of Martin today. We're going to post it on the website a little later, onpointradio.com. You can see some of his music videos, .org, I should say, onpointradio.org. Music videos from his latest EP, Fall Like Rain, and more there. And I think also a link, Martin was good enough to come along last summer to On Point Live here in Boston. We all sang with the audience, Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, with Martin at the head.
Sorry for messing up the words.
Oh, no, hey, it's a new day. It's the new 60s. Man. Diane in Boston. I hope we put that up as well. Yeah. Diane in Boston, you're on the air with Martin.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Martin.
Hey, Diane.
Tom, I listen to your show all the time. It's the first time I've called in because you have Martin Sexton on the air.
Irresistible, huh?
Martin, back in the day, way back when you played the streets of Harvard Square, I would spend ridiculous amounts of time listening to you. I actually was on a boring date one time, walked down the street, saw you there, and told my date I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, my goodness.
A date gone wrong or gone right with
Martin.
That's
funny. I love messing with people.
I guess you did.
You really were the real deal. When you, I don't even know the language, but you would scat and riff with your voice, and you would, like, go into commercials and songs from the 70s, and you had me completely captivated, like very few artists do. And, you know, I just sort of crushed out on you. I'm not really the groupie type. I was definitely crushed out on you, but you put me into a whole different state of mind when I watched you. I was really, really captivated. I just knew you were the real deal. I told millions of people about you.
Millions? Wow. Awesome. I guess I owe you some money then.
Hey, crushed out.
You would remember me if you saw me.
I bet.
Okay, it's getting better and better.
Send an 8x10 right. to P.O. Box 6.
Right, but the date was done. Diane, I'm really glad to hear that. Got a little bit from Fall Like Rain, the new EP. This about a marriage. Happy anniversary, 6 years with all the complexities. Not as simple as a date, is it? Martin Sexton.
6 years paying the phone bills. 6 years out on the road still. 6 years smiling and waving goodbye. 6 years hurting and healing, 6 years digging and dealing, 6 years of hiding the tears in your eyes, holding on and rolling with the changes. Time alone is our best therapy. Let's pull the shades and lock the doors, I can't take it anymore. Ha ha, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, 6 years from Fall Like Rain, the new EP. It's funny, it was my son, as he was getting married, who put me onto you, Martin. You were in here. It was kind of a wedding gift to him in a little way, Dylan and Liza. They're going on their sixth anniversary next year up. So thanks for, you know, sewing all of that together.
Oh, yes, sir.
Daryl, Burlington, Vermont. Daryl, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I really enjoy Mark's music. I'm not familiar with Mark Sexton. Today, you've introduced him to me for the first time.
Great. Awesome. What do you hear?
I hear Jesse Winchester. I hear Bob Dylan. I hear Leonard Cohen. Well, he's got it all going on and just really talented. One of the things I want to say is I was San Francisco, 1967, 68.
Summer love.
I just want to comment on a lot of anger in the air and criticism of the government and the parties and this candidate or that candidate. I just want people, and I like your music because it seems to have a good message, about take it in your own hands, help one another, and make change one person at a time, one day at a time, and that's the message. And are you coming to Burlington? I imagine you've probably already been here. You keep hearing about Harvard and Adirondack. Are you coming to Burlington soon?
Well, amen to what you just said. I was in Burlington last New Year's Eve at the Higher Ground Ballroom. It was a wonderful time.
But stay open-hearted.
Oh, man, I love what you said. I'm into unity. I'm into bringing folks together. I don't care if I don't believe in left and right anymore. I've stopped believing that years ago.
Let me get one more. Daryl, thanks for that. Bristol, Rhode Island. Brad, you're on with Martin Sexton.
Hi, Tom. Hi. Martin, quickly, you're an inspiration to me and my wife. We're going to see you in Tarrytown, New York, December 8th. Thank you for being there, brother. Really quickly, the comment on One Voice Together, inspirational song for me. You said before in your music the choice is between fear or love.
Mm-hmm.
I think that song really says it all right there, and I think it's a message that people need to hear, especially in the times we're living in. Brother, I appreciate you being there. Thanks for being an inspiration.
Hey, thank you for raising that. Yeah, fear or love, and that's the two choices.
Brad, thanks for calling in from Bristol. And One Voice Together, we're going to go on out on this song from Fall Like Rain. Tell us about it, Martin.
Well, I do, as I've said before, I don't believe in left and right. I don't believe in red and blue. I believe in people who have differing opinions who respect one another. And I believe, you know, the ultimate choice that I have to make is a choice between love or fear. You know, I'm striving to be guided by love and not by fear. And this song is, I guess, about that.
And that goes right into your music. If you're a musician, and that's a choice you want to make, we've got to hear it.
Mm.
And we do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. And we appreciate it. Martin Sexton, his new EP is Fall Like Rain. It's a pleasure every time you walk through the door with that guitar. Martin, it's so good to see you today. We thank you so much for coming in.
Honored to be here, Tom. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate you.
Martin Sexton. Fall Like Rain, heading out on a U.S. tour. Grand Rapids, Milwaukee, Des Moines, Duluth, Fargo, Anchorage, and right on around the country, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, you name it. Watch out, he may be in your town soon. His entire, I think, touring schedule up at our website, onpointradio.org, with a lot more. One Voice Together from Martin Sexton right here. Our great thanks to Martin Sexton for being with us today. Listeners, thanks for joining us. Enjoy. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.